I wasn't able to have children. But I said, you know what? Children are children. So adoption, I am totally 100%. So one day I was driving down the freeway and I saw a big billboard sign. It said, adopt. There's so many kids out there. And so I made a phone call and I just got the most comfortable, most sincere kind of feeling from this guy. And he answered all my questions. And then by this time we had been looking at international. And I said, you know, it's just best if we just help the kids in our area, in our neighborhood, to see if we could, you know, give them a home.
Yeah, you were pretty excited. I remember that. And then I started thinking, oh boy, here we go.
And we didn't realize that we had to be foster first and then adopt, because I was like, I'm ready. So we started the foster adoption training to be a parent. Then we got a call and said they had an emergency placement. Something has happened in that family situation that they need to have the child removed. First, I was emotionally like, oh my gosh, that's just awful. And then at the same time, well, you know, this is what we need to do. So we didn't know at the time, but that was going to be our son, Tiger, who was going to be placed with us. He was 5 and a half, cutest thing ever.
God, he was so full of energy, too.
Yeah.
I remember one time I opened up the door and I heard all the way from the hallway, I heard, Daddy! And he just runs at me, right? And he grabs onto my leg, Daddy's home. I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm a daddy. That was a life changer, you know, that night, because I was always kind of worried about whether I could be a good dad and all that. But from that day on, I was a dad in my mind.
One of the moments I remember was when Tiger says, you know, I've had seven mommies and daddies. I just kind of broke my heart. And that's when I said, you know, whatever happens, I go, we will be your final mommy and daddy.
We had to constantly remind him that family don't give up on family. You might get mad at each other, you might do something wrong or whatever, but you never give up. And so we are his forever family. And 3 years later, we get Zoe. Zoe was also an emergency.
Another
3 years
respite.
later, they go, hey, you guys ready for another one? And we go, well, all right. And
Yeah.
I remember asking him, I said, so
Why
why
us?
us? Why do you pick us for emergencies? I mean, because we know you'll say yes. You guys are very open family. You welcome everybody. We loved watching these kids, whatever they got involved in, whether it was
Practice and games, we were there. I mean, it was 110%.
We did a lot of stuff,
Yeah.
celebrated everything they did. And we were on sports fields. We were now PTA people, and we were
Room mom and room
coaches and
dad.
fans and all that stuff. And we loved every minute of it. We put our life aside with great ease.
Not only did they change our lives, you know, I think they
Oh, yeah.
enriched it and they made it better. And even though Tiger and Zoe didn't come out of my belly, they are part of us.
That's for sure.
They matter and they have a purpose in life. And I am thankful to be their mother and also thankful to be in their journey. And I can't wait for what the future holds for them.